This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, influential pets plus laser light shows and ants. All coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hi, this is Tom. God knows I'm not perfect. I guess I can be difficult and maybe a little demanding. Oh, sure, some might say tyrannical, but I don't get it. I try to be a nice guy, but it seems everybody's pissed at me. My friends are pissed, my partner's pissed, my mother's pissed, my lawyer's pissed, my waiter's pissed, my dog is pissed. Everybody's pissed at me. My baker's pissed, my family's pissed, my plumber's pissed, my fisher pissed, my barber's pissed, my brother's pissed.
It is very plain to see.
Everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree.
Everybody's pissed at me.
From you all.
Everybody's pissed at me. When I wrote my pissed off list, I'm sure there's someone that I missed, and that will probably make them piss.
It is very plain to see.
Everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Very justifiably.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Your friends are pissed, your partner's pissed, your mother's pissed, your lawyer's pissed, your waiter's pissed, your dog is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, chick.
Josh Arnold's got the bouncies.
Hey, chick. It's the music.
Okay. He's at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
You're so cute.
The perfect amount of...
I'm Chick McGee, Tom on assignment. Until for the foreseeable future is what I understand. No, he's flying somewhere and he's got to meet the Pope or something. I don't know.
Pope said, hey, look.
It's time.
Look, we need to...
He went to pick up our treat.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
No, I think our treat was Jeff Hoskins.
Yes,
remember?
Yeah. We get to that every week. Well, we get a treat every week, don't we?
Christy?
Just like we get a treat every day with your joke
of the day.
We're just drowning in treats.
You're going to love this one.
Almost too good to be true.
Cats.com has released the list of the wealthiest and most influential pets in the world.
Oh, so not just cats, though.
Not just cats.
What, chick, what would you say? You're careful. You're talking about the pets I'm going to marry.
That's exactly right. As soon as I get that law passed.
The highest earning pet in the world is a Pomeranian known as Jif Pom, who allegedly makes $32,906 per social media post.
Whoa.
Yeah. In addition to 10 million followers, Jif Pom's resume includes 2 Guinness World Records and an appearance in Katy Perry's music video for Dark.
I see.
Huh. I didn't get this. I looked it up. This thing is just wildly cute, and it's wearing a little T-shirt, and it's got a little necklace on. I mean, boy, this thing is it looks like an Italian-American guy going out to a nightclub in New Jersey.
It is those little puffballs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Pomeranians are also yappers.
Does it have the man bun on top there, where it has a little strand of hair straight up on top of its head?
Yep, no? It's got like that kind of that good pushback haircut.
Sure,
it looks like John Mayer on the cover of Battle Studies.
This thing looks like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen this little guy. Yeah, absolutely.
And it worth how many? How much? How many monies?
$32,906 per post. And look how many posts are up. Wow.
And 10 million followers.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking these pets inherited money or something. I guess.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. They're working. Earning.
They're working.
Yeah. All right.
There's a cat out there named Nala Cat, Nala. Took the number 2 spot by earning $14,419 per post online. She has an estimated, I don't know what this, I'm going to say $100 million. Is that right? And has 4.3 million followers online.
Nala Cat's funny.
Nala Cat?
Very wide eyes. Sort of surprised and such.
Gravy's got rings around her.
Thank you.
Put Gravy's pictures up. You could start making money.
You think my cat should have
money on the table,
here's
Josh.
Here's what you need to do, Josh.
Yeah.
OnlyFans for cats.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be considered kitty porn?
Possibly.
Very good.
KITTIE. Kitty porn. You're leaving money on the table.
Hi, I'm not a cat. Do you guys follow any animals?
I do.
I used to follow Boo.
I follow these golden doodles.
It was a little Pomeranian. I think that Boo passed away, though.
Oh, boy.
I think Jif Pom has replaced Boo in the
I used to follow
Pom
Ham.
World.
They were corgis. Ham, Hamilton, and Olivia.
Oh.
But then they got their own TV cartoon show, so I kind of got away from that.
Oh, they got too big.
They got too big for me.
Kind of like when your favorite band all of a sudden is mainstream.
It sounds like Chick is talking about Wilco.
Exactly.
They were really something before they sold out. Ham and Olivia. I miss them.
Number 3 on the list, a dog called Doug the Pug. He has 3.8 million followers and rakes in $12,890 per Instagram post.
How about that?
Doug the Puggy
has been featured in various music videos, Chick, including Katy Perry and Fall Out Boy's work. So, and also published his own New York Times.
Can't Katy Perry get
his own New
own
York
pet?
Times? What?
It says he has also published his own New York Times. That's all I got, bud.
No, he craps on it in the kitchen.
Yeah. Huh.
I Googled Doug, and he wears a crown sometimes.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Biggie Smalls album cover.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he's not wearing the crown, he wears a cut-up watermelon as a helmet.
Yeah.
And man, this thing is cute. He looks like a football player in the 30s.
Hmm.
There was a dog online that had an attachment to a pumpkin. Did you see this?
No.
Like they were buddies?
Like a friendly attachment?
Like an emotional attachment to a pumpkin. And carried it around everywhere. And it all happened by accident. The owner didn't know he really, really liked pumpkins. And so the pumpkin, as nature, it eventually rotted.
Sure.
So he had to get him a pumpkin pillow. And that worked. He liked the pumpkin pillow, too. So.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's the kind of social media I'm looking at. Dogs with pumpkins.
Sure.
All right.
Planetariums across the country are going to mark the 50th anniversary
of Laser Floyd.
Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon album.
I was just making a silliness.
No, special dome experience, Josh. The music will be played with visuals of the solar system and beyond.
Is there some brouhaha about a rainbow?
Yes.
Being on the...
Well, it's a prism.
Dark, it's always it's a prism. Right, yeah.
I saw they did an updated logo, and it said 50, and in the O, there was the rainbow, and it looks like the rainbow flag, and people thought they were making a political statement.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, right.
It's just part of the...
It's just part of the artwork.
Always has been,
and people are going, I'm never going to listen to this woke band ever again.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's a nod to the press conference EMI Records held in 1973 at the London Planetarium to present the album originally. Details on the new show will be announced later. A deluxe anniversary box set we've been referring to already. Dark Side of the Moon released on March 24th.
Awesome. Now, Josh, were laser shows a big thing back when you were coming up?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when I was like 15, 16. You could go and...
Because they were everywhere in the 80s.
Oh, they were? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They had Laser Floyd, Zeppelin Floyd.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
I never went to one. Did you go to one?
I hosted a couple of events.
Oh. Yeah.
I remember Zach Galifianakis had a joke in his stand-up. He said, yeah, last night I went to the Laser Natalie Merchant show.
10,000 of them. Maniacs.
Oh, yes.
Was it just...
Nice.
It was for stoners, right? They were pretty open about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was kind of the... Yeah.
You just go and you like recline your chair and you stare at the ceiling.
But it's amazing to be in a hall and there's 3,000 people like looking at the ceiling and...
Whoa, man.
Oh, it's awesome.
You imagine going to the planetarium and hearing Dark Side of the Moon for the first time?
Yeah, no kidding.
That'd be pretty good.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'd go to one of these. I hope they have one.
We have a great planet, a little one, but it'd be still nice. Hey, a British company called Benhamans has developed a tractor that is powered by cow dung. Said to be the first of its kind, the liquid methane-powered T7 vehicle purportedly has as much power as a diesel, but with significantly less emissions. But terrible sound.
That's what it sounds like out on the field?
Yep. That's the only problem they have with it.
It works by collecting waste byproducts from a herd as small as 100 cows into a biomethane storage unit.
Fire it up.
Not firing it up.
The gas called fugitive methane is treated.
The compressed. Fugitive.
Yeah, my gosh. I'm glad we're doing this now.
I know.
My dad would have a stroke if we were talking about
farts and the fugitive.
Talking about the fugitive.
And by the way, you can hear my dad's new podcast, Farts and the Fugitive. It's very good. It's pretty informative.
The gas called fugitive methane is treated, compressed, and turned into low emission fuel. Benhamans is investigating wider uses for the technology in the hopes of using it to charge electric vehicles in rural locations.
A fugitive.
Thanks.
Wow!
How'd you do that?
I'm very good.
A 2M production starring David Jansen as The Fugitive guest stars Andrew Prime.
What does fugitive fuel sound like again, Chip?
Robert Keith.
Robert Keith and...
The fart as the fugitive.
The fugitive. The only thing, the problem is the noise ordinance. That's just too loud.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hector's out there on the farm again.
Yeah, there he goes.
A new study out there finds ants can be trained to detect cancer in urine.
No, they can't.
The study said they can.
I don't believe a word of this.
They crawl up your...
Sometimes it feels like you have ants up there when you cut off a urine stream too quickly.
Really?
Kind of has a weird feeling.
Researchers are hopeful cancer sniffing ants have the potential.
I think that might be. I might be. That might be just you, Josh.
Well,
do you ever take a piece of wire about foot and a half long and
stop?
Tie it off and sorry. Go
yeah, ahead. It's called sounding. It feels real good.
Oh, you want something tapered like a chopstick, maybe that
pipe
way it's,
cleaner.
Starts smaller and gets bigger.
Boy, that's a real thing. I don't know how.
How about a Q-tip, a pipe cleaner? It is a real thing. You nut.
There's some guy out there going, the Bob and Tom Show is finally talking about my favorite thing.
Sick.
They're talking about me, honey.
I'm not one to judge, but
don't do it.
Researchers are hopeful that cancer-sniffing ants have the potential to, quote,
act as
efficient and inexpensive cancer biodetectors.
It's cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Let's not focus on that. That is such a dark bit. Okay. Christy's looking at her watch.
Because Tom is texting me.
Is he really?
Are they piss ants?
He could do it.
I mean, he's driving.
Bravo, Tom.
Imagine the restraint.
He is driving on the road, and he had to text us.
I bet he probably wanted to say the pugitive at some point. That probably
very funny, Tom. Very ants. Funny.
What I feel so bad for
what
him.
Are you talking about, Willie?
The pugitive?
The f***ing fugitive.
That's right.
That scared the hell out of me.
Added a little more to that.
Are they piss ants? He texted.
He got in a car accident because he was trying to send that. Yeah.
I'm sure he talked to text.
He's
I'm
been
sure
listening.
He didn't text.
How much head shaking do you think has been going on?
Can you believe what they're doing? Good Lord.
I didn't give her that dark side of the moon story.
Nobody cares next.
People want to hear about Mikhail's Navy.
No, they want to hear about
the f***ing fugitive.
Yes. Oh, that is. Boy.
As the f***ing fugitive.
Oh my gosh, that's.
Man, that is
episode.
Too close.
That's so good.
Scientists have discovered sea spiders can regrow lost anuses and sex organs.
Now, wait a second.
Sea spiders?
First off, sea spiders?
And how do you lose your anus?
Wait a minute. Hang on a minute. I've never heard of sea spiders before.
They don't mean crabs.
It says sea spiders, my friends.
Okay, I'm looking one up.
For the study, researchers amputated... Oh, God.
Well, that's why.
They amputated the hind limbs and back ends of 23 sea spiders.
Are they the weird kids at camp when they find a daddy long leg? Leave these spiders alone.
No joke. 16 of the sea spiders regenerated at least one body part. 14 recovered their backsides.
They're very spindly.
Oh, yeah. They do look like daddy long legs. 90% of the spiders survived long-term despite the amputations. Research was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal.
These are aliens.
Yeah, those aren't supposed to be here. You know what that is? That's God's mistake.
You know what? I've changed my mind. We are not polluting the oceans enough.
Josh, you know how to lose your anus.
How?
Invest in cryptocurrency.
Very good. Very good.
That's from Tom as well.
Oh, what is he doing?
He's killing.
Josh lost his savings.
You know what? We might be onto something. Just put him in another room and have him text him.
The best jokes of the morning.
He is talk texting to
me. Holy hell. Yes,
dictated, not proofread.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is dictated spelled D-I-C-K?
No, spelled correctly.
Use dictate in a sentence. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Months after Jay Leno suffered those serious burns in that garage accident.
Yeah. You ever smell flesh burning?
Leno, 72, was knocked off a motorcycle January 17th by a wire strung across a parking lot, breaking two ribs, two kneecaps, and a collarbone.
Oh, what? What happened?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Jay Leno.
This guy, what a tough few months.
I know, right? And his show just got canceled by CNBC. No more Leno's Garage.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sad.
Wait a minute.
About
he just got out of the hospital for the burns and now he got.
January 17th, yeah. Leno said he went out for a test drive on a 1940 Indian motorcycle and apparently turned down a street because he recognized the smell of a gas leak, went into a parking lot that was unbeknownst to him and was. Attacked by the wire, apparently.
Good Lord.
Yeah. God love him.
Hey, Jay.
That's unfortunate.
Stay
inside. Jay,
inside.
If you got enough money, just retire and drive your cool cars around.
He's such a nice dude, too. It's such a bummer. That why couldn't this have happened to any...
Say it.
Insert your least favorite talk show host here. Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch, 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.